Growing your business can be difficult and lonely, but there is an easier way. Welcome to the Art and Science of Joint Ventures, the podcast that will transform your business with a steady stream of perfectly qualified free leads and consistent passive income through collaboration. Now, here's your host and the founder of JVology, Jay Fizette.
All right, hello and welcome. So, Jay Fizette here, and we are at JVology show number 62. Now, just so you know, we are having a couple of technical difficulties, and I was just on the phone with my dear friend Jill, and we have great expectations, hopes, desires, prayers that whatever is going on her end works out. But in the meantime, and in between time, I have some things I always got to fill you in on and let you know about in terms of how things work. And I just had one other thought as well, if you can bear with me one second. So the JVology show, I want to tell you what it is, how it works, all of those pieces, is that the JVology show is one of the ways in which JVology, the perfect mix of people, fund, and profit, which is my company, one of the ways in which we feature brilliant, amazing, and astounding people to the rest of our community. So we do a whole variety of things. Here we go. Here's my little brainwave to help Jill out while we are chatting and talking, is that I am going to see if I can get my team, Michelle, to actually hold her hand to get her in and through, and we will keep our fingers crossed that would work. But let's just talk about JVology for a moment. What JVology is a community of, yay! Okay, that just made my day. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now we just got to get you into the show, Jill, and we are good. We are almost golden. It's coming. It's happening. It really will. Woo! We are there. Woo! Touchdown. just so you know, technology has not been my friend in the last 24 to 48 hours. So you are not alone.
I'm just delighted to be here.
That makes two of us. That it has been far, far, far too long. So what I was doing while I was tap dancing was to actually get our sort of intro to the show done and let people know what was going on. And I got a little distracted because I had this thought. It's like, hey, I know what we can do. We can get Michelle to hold your hand to get you through. But we're in good shape now. So where I left off was JVology, the perfect mix of people, fun, and profit, is an organization and a community that helps entrepreneurs create a steady stream of free, perfectly qualified leads at the front of their business and recurring passive income at the end of their business. And we are blessed to have just an inordinate number of talented, giving, intelligent, contributing, amazing human beings that I want to help bring their message to the world. And my dear friend Jill is one of those talented, amazing, and creative human beings. And so this is one of the ways. Now, we also do things like JVology Live, which is a live, not in person with COVID, but a live 3-day event where we introduce you to a couple of hundred JV partners, where we help you craft your invitation, all of those pieces. We do consulting, we do coaching, we do done-for-you services. In the world of joint venture introductions and building a business for that process, frankly, we do it all. But that is not our purpose today. Our purpose today is to let you know about what Jill does, how she does it, and how all of that works. And I forgot one other thing before Jill starts, which is this. So we share this show all over Facebook. But if you want to talk to us, you've got to do a couple things. You can either click right on the video, which seems to work most of the time, but not always, or just above the video where it says Jay Fizette. And if you click there, it's going to take you to the broadcast page. And then you can, when you get there, say hello to us. You can ask questions. We're happy to answer and share and direct and serve and support and all those pieces. Okay, now my mechanics are done. Jill, my dear, tell us the 5,000 foot view, who you are, what you do, who you serve. Give us the broad strokes.
Well, thank you so much. So I am so delighted to be here with you always. And I'm the author of 4 books, including Guerrilla Publicity right behind me. And awesome. The latest book is called The Profit of Kindness. It's about spreading kindness throughout the world. So I'm really big on helping people get their message heard in ways that use publicity as a marketing strategy, get your message right, get it out there, affect and impact others so that your message gets out and you touch the people you're meant to serve. I also help people get real book deals, like major book deals. This is a super one that's coming out really quick. Susie Carter wrote a great book called Power Your Profits, and I helped her get this book from a twinkle in her eye to a major book deal with Simon & Schuster. So very excited about this. And I do help people get book deals without a word written. So, and self-published authors get foreign rights deals. Hopefully this year I'll be going to the Frankfurt Book Fair. So it's publicity and it's publishing, and I help people in both areas.
Awesome. Cool. So and I know you do both of these pieces, and we spoke when you were working on the Prophet of Kindness and all those pieces. What's the heart's favorite?
Recently I pivoted my business because, like you, I was doing live events and speaking all over the world. And so now I'm speaking on all these virtual events and stages and having a great time doing that. And I teach my publicity course virtually, live in one day, interactive with me. I'm having a blast. Honestly, my heart is so happy. And, it's interesting when all this came down, I'll just share. I was in Egypt and, it was.
No, you cut out on me, my dear. Hello?
I was, can you hear me? Perfect.
Gotcha.
I was actually speaking in Egypt and receiving an award. And then I got to do some beautiful sightseeing. And then COVID hit, right? And all the world changed. So it's been wonderful for me pivoting my business and being able to offer my heart, my talent, my skill, which I feel God has graced me with, which is the ability to translate messages and help people get their word out. And that's my jam, and I'm loving it.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about this one-day model, because I am so fascinated with how people have evolved or changed and have created some cool experiences. Like, cause didn't that used to be like a couple of day model? I'm fascinated by that.
Sure. Well, actually virtually it was a three-part model, and it was always live with me because I feel strong about being with people, really, getting our hands in there and helping really massage the message. So the reality is my model changed to be one full day, to be powerfully extracting all the best information. I have people in breakout rooms. It is highly interactive and engaging. And I'm spilling all the secrets, I still do the same great quality content, but I moved it differently. And the hours seem to work really well for most people. It's a very humane day. And I have a good flow. I mean, I've got a flow document that I created and I'm loving it and it's working. And so the reality is, you do what works, right? And for me, I think it's important to fit things in my lifestyle. My publicity course starts at 10 a.m. because I like my mornings to do certain things and to exercise and pray and meditate and hug my cats and hang out, right? And do the things I love to do.
Okay, So, number one, I love how you said it's a humane day. Our days aren't always that humane, to be perfectly frank. But as I'm getting older, it's becoming more important. So tell us about, COVID has been challenging for a lot of people. We tease, Corey and I tease each other about it's the best pandemic ever, because it has been just marvelous for the family and for her and I and for connection time and all of those pieces. But it certainly hasn't been a walk in the park for business. I mean, we had to reinvent a bunch of things. So, one of the things that you talked to me about is like how to stay visible in troubled times. And I think it's a time where some people retract, and I think it's more important now than it has ever been. So just talk to me a little bit about why it's important and how entrepreneurs should be pursuing that.
So what's so key right now is to pursue publicity, because here's the deal. Publicity is a gardening process. You have to keep planting seeds to grow your beautiful garden. The truth is you're all promoting something, right? You have something to offer, whether it's a service, a product, whether it's coaching, whether it's training, whether it's speaking, whatever it is, the reality is you're still in business. And so what I see in today's times is that in a certain way, it's actually one of the most powerful and best times if you're willing to step in. And so what do I mean by that? I mean that you use, I like to call it everything you've got. Let me just say my clients who are African-American, they're talking about Black Lives Matter right now. And mm-hmm. anything we were doing before, we switched it. My parenting expert is helping parents not go mad by raising their children in different times right now, right? And then
have to say that homeschooling a teenager is its own unique pathway to hell. It is. There is not another word for it. It's just a pathway to hell. Sometimes there's diversions, but that's what it is.
but see, that's what I'm talking about, right? So I'm on the line with one of my business consultant clients, right? And she's in our session and she goes, Jill, I'm a business consultant. I'm not a teacher and I don't know math. And it's driving me crazy because all of a sudden I have to teach math to my kid. And
oh. Hello, hello, Jill?
About, oh, yes.
There we go.
Got it?
We lost you for a minute, but you're back.
All right. So we switched her story, the business consultant turned teacher to her kid who doesn't know math. And then we talked about that. How do you run your business and teach math to your kids? What do you do in these times? That became her PR story. Yeah. My person who's a relationship expert, we made her the quarantine Cupid so that people could be in quarantine and be in relationship. Or what do you do in conflict? Because a lot of people were spending a lot of time with people that maybe they weren't so used to spending a lot of time with. You know, you and I travel a lot, Jay, for our business and our speaking and our courses. And guess what? All of a sudden, we're all at home with different kinds of new issues. So
you say that so kindly.
Well, everybody's is different. Let me just say, but you know, my coach, who is a psychologist by training. She is a relationship expert. So I got her out talking about, how do you deal with this conflict? How do you deal with talking to people who all of a sudden you are 24/7 with? It's mm-hmm. really challenging, let's be honest, right? And how do you get alone time in a one-bedroom apartment or whatever you're dealing with?
Yeah.
So that's really the reality. And so I say to people, now you've got to use everything you've got. Right. My Hispanic clients go to Hispanic press, my Christian clients go into Christian media, and so on and so forth. But let's use this moment, this time, to put your step forward and start following reporters who are talking about your subject. Comment on what they're talking about. Go into iTunes and see who's got podcasts about what you're talking about, right? There's all kinds of ways and unique, fabulous opportunities to get your name out there right now. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
I do too. So let's back up the bus, because we leapt into this that and we may have made some leaps of logic. And so like you've got 25 years of expertise and experience and brilliance in the public relations field. Maybe we should just like back up to what is PR in the simplest way, so people can hang their hat on. Because I think even I underestimate it's like, because you know, I do umpteen podcast interviews and all those sorts of things, and it's all a form of PR. Even though in my head, because you know, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To me, it's all like they're all JVs. It's like you got a JV, but it's more than that. So maybe let's start there.
So public relations happens from the minute you walk into your Zoom room, mm-hmm. right? People are spending a lot of time on Zoom. So my question is, what do you show up as? If you notice, I got my books in the background, right? Mm-hmm. Written four of them. I'm going to put them right here. If you've got products, services, books, if you're a speaker, coach, consultant, get a banner. Put it up so that people
I sell see. Bricks. They're very nice bricks. No, I'm teasing you. If you'd like a brick, call me.
But you notice you have a sign on your show, the JVology show. It's still there, right? And so my books are behind me. with each of you, you probably got something that you can offer, that you can give to people. Put up some kind of visual. It could be your virtual background, whatever works, right? A lot of my speakers and coaches have a virtual background with a banner of some kind for what they're offering. So public relations happens constantly, consistently, persistently. I want you to come out swinging and know that the truth is you're always doing public relations. You're always doing public relations. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. So do it properly with a consistent, persistent message. So if I had a soapbox to stand on, Jay, you know what it would be?
What?
It would be get your message right. Get your message right, because that's where it starts. That's where it starts. Meaning, you know, if you're what you do has to be worded in a, well, I like to call it a problem solution formula, and make it so that others can engage with you. And so being a problem solver, having expertise in a market, that's important in today's world. And being an expert is key. And by golly, you know, can I just tell you, interestingly enough, in the past 3 days, I have done actually a radio show a day, major radio in major markets, like 50,000 watt radio stations. It's called Terrestrial Radio versus a podcast. And you know what's interesting I'm talking about? Why are companies changing their branding? Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's, right? What's happening in today's world? Now, here's what you got to get, Jay. I'm not necessarily a branding expert, but I know the trend. The trend is that from a public relations standpoint, as a PR person, I can comment on this. And, you know, other people can too. So finding ways to handle making media happen is really key. And, you know, it's interesting. It never stops. I got a text on Sunday. Okay, Sundays are my day off. I was out hanging out, finally at the beach, able to get a little ocean air. Not too close to anyone, I might add. But the truth is, you know, it was my day off. And on the way out, I get a text from a producer of a major show. He says, Jill, can you come on my show tomorrow at what have been, you're going to love this, 4:42 a.m. in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, because
where are they from?
It's 7:45 in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, dear God.
And you know what? At 7:45 in the morning in Cincinnati, Ohio, it's drive time. And that's a beautiful thing. But one thing I want you always to learn is you always say yes. So in this case, Jay, just so you know, I said, yes, Anne. Yes, Anne, I'm teaching my virtual publicity course tomorrow, which was true and that day on Monday. Would you be willing to, can we record it? Can I come on another day? You know, and you just make it work. Yeah. So the point is, media needs experts all the time. There are over 10,000 major radio shows looking for 4,000 guests every single day. There are podcasts and blogs. There are live stream shows just like this. And how fabulous is that? Facebook Live is a great opportunity for all of you to just say a few words. And by the way, I like them short and focused. Keep your shows short. My new podcast, 15 minutes long.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the what a great media script is that has the ooh-ah factor. Like, what is it that has people leaning in? What, like, because, and I'll just say it from my perspective. I spent 25 years doing 5-day long courses. Media sound bites are alien to me. Let's just put it that way.
Right. So, you are not alone. Most people, can I just tell you, they go on too long. They say too much. So here's the deal. Less is more. Number one, 5-year-old language, very important. I know you know, I'm talking to you, the viewer, the listener, you know a lot about what you know. Don't put it in tough language. I'm giving you thousands of dollars of PR advice on this show. If you notice, in very simple language, no jargon. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the point is that you want to create a very simple, I call it problem solution formula. And then you want to put in there your ooh-ah factor. Mm-hmm. So one of my clients, she's a neuroscience nurse. I don't actually even know what that is exactly. But the point is she's on the front lines, right? The other point is she helps nonprofits. She actually has a nonprofit where she goes to Uganda on a mission. And she does medical missions, and she treats like 5,000 kids in 3 days. I'm like, are you serious?
I love Actually, Precious, by the way.
Isn't she fantastic? Precious yes. Prascovia. That's exactly yep. who we're talking about. And she has the Precious Kids Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so Precious was in my virtual publicity course, and she's going on and she's talking about her mission and her nonprofit. I said, Precious, I know you're a nurse. And I know you're a neuroscience nurse, which has its own specialty. So let's start talking about that, and that you're a nurse leading a mission, because that enhances the credibility, the visibility yeah. fast. So you always want to, when I'm talking about ooh-ah factor, you use everything you've got. You mm-hmm. integrate into your story the powerful parts of your story. Like one of my clients out of London, he's suffered from severe depression. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and now he's talking about transformation, leading a happier life. Well, the fact that he suffered from depression, anxiety is real. And so we want to put that into the message. And that's part of his ooh, ah factor.
Nice. I like it. Okay. So ROI on publicity, because this, by the way, I know can be difficult to measure. It's not like a joint venture where there's an affiliate link and we can track it. But how do we measure? How the heck do we measure?
Well, I measure. Let me just tell you, I've got a client. He's an instructional designer. He got one article in the Chinese Times. This is using everything he's got. He doesn't speak a word of Chinese. Can I just tell you? We translated his message, put it into the Chinese Times. One article, he received $7,000 worth of business. Actually, just one consulting gig that contracted him for a $7,000 job. I'd say that's a good return on investment. I had another woman. She was selling a great little product, bra straps. You know, the kind, I mean, maybe Jay, you don't understand this, but as a woman.
Well, I need pretty heavy duty bra straps, but yeah, I carry on.
But let me just say, as a woman, you know, they're not real pretty when they start showing through. So she decided to solve that issue and made pretty little bra straps that sold for $25 US a piece, right? Well, one blog post, she got 600 orders from one blog post. That's media. And do you know she sold $15,000 worth of product that day? That's ROI. Now, you know, so that's tangible, and I can tell you story after story, case study after case study of clients who have received those kinds of results, like the consultant in Minneapolis who walked into the interview process, and the man looked at her and said, you know, I Googled you. I saw that you were featured in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And by the way, she got one line in the Minneapolis Star Tribune about her consulting, and she made a comment and gave a quote, right? And he picked her. Now, by the way, the other one was less expensive, and one of the other ones was more experienced. She was up with three people. He picked her, and he told her because she's been in the news, because he figured if she was smart enough to be a featured expert in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, then she probably knew what she was talking about. So ROI is that. And then there's the, well, we'll call it more intangible, but also equally important. You know why? Because when somebody talks about you and you're featured, whether it's a podcast or blog, whether it's in social media, all of that counts, so Facebook Live, whether you are on print, radio, TV, in the traditional media, hey, guess what? Now you are a featured expert who people trust. There's familiarity, there's trust. In the marketplace, there's the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And I like mm-hmm. to say pat on the back to you, because people will have heard your name, seen you, and feel that they know you. Automatic trust gets built. You can hardly do that any other way, certainly not as inexpensively and effectively as really publicity gives you, which is free, as opposed to advertising, which you pay a lot for. Yeah. Publicity is free. And that familiarity and trust factor is really important. I'll just share with you that one time I got featured in my local paper because of something. And what was fascinating, that was actually a new book that was coming out with guerrilla publicity. And what was wonderful is I got the article back from a woman who lives in my county. She had seen it. And mm-hmm. she sent a post-it. She put a post-it on the article and she said, "Atta girl." So, you know, I renamed it. It's called Atta Girl and Atta Boy, because when you're featured, people have the opportunity to go, hey, Attaboy, Jay. And it's that, again, that familiarity. I've seen you somewhere. Very powerful. People feel like they know you, even though maybe they don't. It's recognition. That's what you're after.
So I want to tell a quick weird story that reinforces the power of media and being seen somewhere. And the short version is this, is that my dear wife, her mom and dad were very traditional employees. And if you're going to become an entrepreneur, you're kind of like one of those wackadoodles, and it probably isn't going to work out, and you're probably not going to provide well for my daughter. So for the first, I don't know, let's call it 8 years of my business, and we'd be talking to them on the phone, and there was always this awkward pause where her dad, Joe, would say, been thinking, just wondering, like, Jay, we're wondering when you're going to get a real job. and we would always laugh. But here's what transpires. We produced our first set of infomercials. Now, just to be clear about this, we had to pay for it. That's paid advertising. But we produced our first set of infomercials, and we told them all the truth about it. But the reality is this, is the second we were on television and he saw us on television, that question never got asked again, and everything was good, and I had a real business, and I was reliable. And that was even like, that's that close. That doesn't even count the influence of people who are a couple of degrees removed. It makes that much difference. So here's the thing, the power of publicity works. So you have a crash course about how to do this. It's accessible online. It's never been easier. They don't have to get on a plane or a train or an automobile. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the course? Hello, you just went black. What's going on? Come back, Jill. Oh, Jill, come back. I can hear you. I just can't see you. Audio, but not video.
Oh, very interesting. Hopefully we're coming back really quick.
It's like you turned your camera off is what it looks like.
Camera's still on. Well, very strange. I am here, I swear.
how about you tell us about your crash course, and I'm going to share the screen with your website while you do that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So my publicity course is a fabulous get it done virtual, no kidding, no nonsense. You actually leave with 3 documents done. It's a lot of fun. It's highly interactive, and the templates are usable all the time for any project and any business you're working on. So what I'd love to do, you know, Jay, because of everything that's going on in this world, I have made it incredibly affordable with pandemic pricing, no kidding. And I've made it very accessible to everyone with only literally a $197 price. And it's a very special offer. So what I'd love to do, let me give you you're looking at it right now, publicitycrashcourse.com. And then when you go to register, put in the code Stay Visible. It's all lowercase, all one word. Put in the code Stay Visible, and that will enable you to receive it at this most accessible rate that I've ever offered. And we've been having a blast. It's get it done. It's no nonsense. And I invite you to come in and really get your publicity done in a way that serves you and serves the world to get your message heard. It's time.
Now, is Stay Visible with a space or all run together?
All one word, all lowercase.
Okay, so I put that in there. And so, gang, just to be clear about this, if you can't see it already, is that Jill has been selling this course and courses like it and based on it for like $1,297 for like decades. So this is not just, it's like, oh, I'll make up a $197 course. This is the exact same course that has been sold for years at that price point. So that is one hell of an invitation, Jill.
Isn't that great? And, you know, now is the moment, because I just feel that it's, you know, if you've ever thought about getting your publicity out, I've made it highly affordable, highly effective, so easy to do. And it's really been gangbusters. People are loving it. And I'm so glad to be able to serve in so many more in such an easy way.
Well, Jill, I deeply appreciate you making time for us. And I deeply appreciate that invitation to our community and to the world. And the honest God truth, gang, is that we have got to, and I seriously mean, we have got to figure out how to get our message out there in a clearer, more powerful way, in broader multiple channels that is not full of the static of me too. And that is exactly what Jill does. For $197, you'd be frankly nuts not to do it. So Jill, even though we can't see you, you have the last word. What would you like to share with us in terms of taking us out?
Well, thank you. First of all, Jay, I always appreciate being with you. You serve so well, and I'm always so in awe of you. So I'm just saying that.
Thank you, my dear.
And I appreciate you absolutely and all the people you serve. What I really know about all of you, and I know Jay's community, I've been to JVology, it's phenomenal. And what I know about all of you is that your message matters. Let's get it out there.
Love that. All right. Thank you, Jill. I appreciate you being here with me. We'll absolutely have you back. Gang, if you are interested in figuring out how to get your message out in a broader manner, please make sure that you go to the link that is in the chat and the code that is in the chat, and you can get that $1,300 course for $197, and you get to do it from the comfort of your own home. This is not Jill's first canoe trip. She's been doing this for herself and for a multitude of heavy-duty clients for years. You should get her skills, abilities, and wisdom behind you. So on that note, thank you so much. Have a marvelous day and take care of yourself, Jill. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to The Art and Science of Joint Ventures with Jay Fizette. Please rate, review, and share the show with all your entrepreneurial friends. For free joint venture resources and more information, visit JVology.com.